There's a lot of uncertainty that the corn market's bleeding over into the wheat market. So, Kim, is that good for wheat prices?
I think it's good for wheat prices, especially in the Panhandle area. You look at wheat prices, there's around $4.20. Corn prices around $4.30. We've got feedlots and feed mills that are now using wheat rather than corn. And I think that helps our wheat prices. Now, that uncertainty is probably because of the planted acre survey that the USDA released in late June. You know, they projected or estimated corn planted acres at 91.7 million acres. Market was expecting about 88 million acres, and that uncertainty, you know, it, of course, corn prices collapsed some. That took wheat prices down with, but that's causing some of the uncertainty in the market. Now, we also have uncertainty with soybeans. When they overestimate, well, the market thinks they overestimated corn acres. They may have underestimated soybean acres. They came in at 80 million. The market was expecting significantly higher than that. And the USDA is conducting a survey in July. They're probably getting through with that now to re-estimate the corn and soybean planted acres. That's going to be released August the 12th. So we've got uncertainty until about that time period.
So what does that mean for the corn and soybean prices?
Well, that risk in there, of course, with the 91.7, no one wants to say that USDA is wrong because USDA has relatively good numbers. Yes, corn prices are lower. You've got the Dease contract about $4.30. Trading range is from 420 to 470. So we're down on the bottom end of that range. You look at the prices for the corn crop coming on. The basis is from minus 40 in central Oklahoma to a plus 15 in the Panhandle. That gets you about 390 to 445 for the corn price. The funds are long, 125,000 bushels. So overall, I think the market is optimistic or bullish corn.
Let's move on to the global market. What's going on with the Chinese trade negotiations?
Well, if you look at the trade negotiations there, of course, that gets us into mostly soybeans, but to corn a little bit. It was announced Thursday that a trade team's going over to China next week to continue or to restart those negotiations, and that's probably positive. You know, you look at soybean prices, what's going on there with those negotiations, the contracts around 910, range 890 to 950, the reserve surveying those acres for the planted to see what happens. So you got the uncertainty there too. Forward contract basis about a dollar under, so you got 890 beans for it, and the funds are short 40,000. So they're basically optimistic corn, pessimistic for soybeans.
Let's move back to wheat for a second. Is there any chances that wheat prices will recover?
I think so, given the news that came out this last week. You know, both the Russians and the USDA lowered the Russian projected crop. It was up around 2.8 billion bushels, maybe slightly over. Right now, both U.S. and Russia have it down to about 2.7. I read one report that, you know, expects the market or it to come in even shorter than that. So that's positive. 80% of Ukraine's record wheat crop's been harvested. It's coming in as expected. At least it's not going to be bigger than expected. But Russia's at 40%, so we got a lot of room there for those yields to continue to come down, and that market to be less and potentially higher prices. You look at that Kansas City contract rate. You know, it's got support at 430, resistance at 450. We're setting at the top end of it, about 440. The trend is down slightly, but I think we could see that turn if this news continues to come in negative on that Russian crop.
All right, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.